Aloha and welcome to Spiritually Wealthy. So today I'm going to be talking to you about your health and healing of the physical body. And I want to talk to you about this because I've had a lot of clients and people coming to me having a lot of health issues. Right now I'm seeing more health issues than I've ever seen before, but I feel like it's really important to cover this subject because I'm noticing that with the clients that I'm working with and the healing sessions that we're doing and the stuff that is revolving around that, a lot of people are unfamiliar with what's happening to their physical body to put them in the state that they're feeling when they're not feeling well, when they're not feeling at their best. And this can be very, very confusing. It can be confusing for anybody, not just you if you're confused. I remember a time in my 20s when I was really struggling with this. And so I'll talk to you a little bit about that as well. But I have some very cool podcasts coming up, but I wanted to lay the groundwork for those podcasts by talking a little bit about why your spiritual body, energy, energetic frequencies would have anything to do with your physical body. Because this is a subject that I think, even though that people have heard about it, I don't think that they're really connecting the dots when it comes to energy and energetic frequency in your regular body and in your spiritual body, which then translates into your physical body. I don't think that it's easy necessarily for everybody to connect the dots on that because it's not something that you grow up learning about. And in order to maintain your most optimal health or to heal your physical body when you get to a state of feeling unhealthy, this awareness and this information is really imperative if you want to continue on a path of feeling optimal as far as health goes. So in other words, what I mean by that is not having something also reoccur. We grew up, most people have grown up learning about symptoms of their physical body, right? They learn about, okay, I need to be treated for this, I need to be treated for that. They go to the doctor and the doctor tries to find the underlying cause, but sometimes it works. Like, I mean, if you go in for a cold or this or that, that's I guess satisfactory in some regards because you're like, okay, I have some sort of answer. But the interesting thing about that is, why is some people come down with the flu in your household and other people don't? Why is some people coming down with cold and other people don't? Like, if we want to go on the light aspect of not a chronic illness, you know, and those one person's immune system might be higher than another, et cetera, et cetera. But what is the root of this? What is causing all these issues? This is really, really important. But what I want to talk to you about today is not necessarily the light stuff that we all get over and get balanced again, you know, as far as like flus and colds and things like that. That's not really the area that I want to talk to you about as far as healing the physical body. The area I want to talk to you more about is chronic pain, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia stuff, anxiety stuff, chronic health issues that you've gone to the doctors. And I don't feel like, just to be very clear, I don't feel like it's important to cut out your doctors in any way, shape, or form. You absolutely should go to them. You should use them. They specialize in certain areas of your physical health that are very important. I'm talking about people who have gone to them, gone the holistic route, gone every route that they possibly can, done meditations on their own. They just are not feeling better. They're not getting answers, or they're getting answers from their doctors like, you know, we're not really sure why this happens. They can't put their finger on where it stemmed from. Sometimes they don't even know what it is exactly. So they call things chronic fatigue or just chronic pain or things of that nature. But that, you know, they've done their best work that they can do with the knowledge that they have, and they just can't help you to resolve the root of the issue. This is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. And what starts happening when you get into a chronic downward spiral as far as your health goes, you know, you start really, that can cause depression, it can cause emotional issues, because you start really thinking things like, I don't know what's wrong with me, my doctors can't figure out what's wrong with me, which that really freaks people out, because they're supposed to know everything that's wrong with you. But I mean, they're human, they're eliminating things, and they're trying to do their best job from their knowledge base to help you. So it's not, you know, they're not going to know everything. And every person is different, which that makes that even a little bit more difficult. We all have different ways that we eat and handle things and handle stress and all that, which I'm going to cover in a minute as well. And then you get into, why can't I fix myself? Especially if you are interested in spiritual stuff at all. You know, you start wondering, like, I have to have a way that I can fix myself. Why can't I fix myself? I've tried so many things to make myself feel better. Medicine, visualization, meditation, nothing's working. Or you just want to feel better. You don't know how, you know, and then you get to where, is this my life? Is this how I'm going to live now? Because I was always healthy before. Is it because of my age? Is it because of my immune system? Is it because of GMOs? Is it because, you know, you just go into this tailspin. And that actually typically leads to anxiety and feeling hopeless, which just is a whole nother can of worms in itself. And so I want to give you some information and lay some groundwork for you on when you're having chronic illnesses and understanding how to heal the physical body in a sense, not in probably the way that you're thinking quite yet, but how the physical body works and the way that why it does heal certain ways or why it's not healing certain ways. This is good information to have. So basically, what you need to understand is you have two bodies, you know, you have a physical body and you have a what's called a spiritual body. And, you know, some people call it the chi body. That's where life force energy comes through, chi and all that sort of thing. But what really is interesting about that a lot of people overlook is these two bodies work together as one body when you're on the physical plane, right? So your spiritual body holds all the essence of who you are. And so that is, again, if, you know, when people pass on or whatever, that takes life with them. That's what goes. But this is also the essence of who your physical body is. So you want to imagine it like, I don't know, this is going to sound really weird, but like you're kind of in a suit in a sense. Your spiritual body is the essence of who you are. It holds all of your, you know, lifetime stuff, your memories, your soul's live memories or Akashic records, you know, all the experiences and whatnot, even though that there's a belief that that is held in the actual brain. But and I believe that it has parts to do with that. But if that were entirely true, when you have lived other lifetimes, you wouldn't remember that. Like if your kids say, oh, I remember this from another lifetime, or you do a past life regression and you remember that. And many people do remember other lifetimes. If that was connected to that brain in that lifetime and just stayed with that brain, then obviously you would have no connection, no memory, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that doesn't really even make sense. That being said, the essence of who you are and how your physical body is told to operate and move and function is really dictated by your spiritual body, your spiritual self. And this spiritual self, this spiritual body of yours, is made up of energy. And this is not something that's new. It's not something that is just known in the metaphysical community. It is known throughout you know, Eastern medicine, when we're working with all the meridians and pathways of the energetic body, the physical body, these connect together to make one. So they're working together like a hand and a glove, you know what I mean? And so your hand is going to be what's moving the fingers and doing things. The glove is what you're wearing to do all this stuff. So the spiritual body, the physical body. And so this is very knowledgeable, or it's very well-known knowledge in scientific communities, medical communities, whatever, that there's energy moving through the body, okay? That energy stems from the spiritual body, your soul and who you are from a spiritual aspect. That being said, there are just hundreds and hundreds of thousands, hundreds of billions, hundreds of millions, whatever, cells energetically that have a frequency moving through them. And what that means is they're all vibrating at a frequency, whatever frequency that you're allowing your body to vibrate at, that's happening. Now, here's the interesting thing. So your body will naturally vibrate at a high frequency. That's its natural state of where it starts from. It doesn't just necessarily start out. You're not born and it's vibrating at a low frequency, you know, of any kind. It's not like that. It's you're immediately activating this high frequency from the moment of birth. And as we move through life, there are things that can lower that frequency. Okay. That we don't really need to necessarily get into right at the moment, but you do need to understand that the body naturally wants to be working on a high frequency. Every cell wants to be moving high. When we chronically impede that process, when we chronically do things to our spiritual bodies to make it incapable of operating at a high frequency, what starts to happen is it will affect the spiritual body in a way that lowers its vibration, which then causes many issues in the physical body. Here's some things that has to happen with a spiritual body. Energy must remain fluid. There has to be a flow within the spiritual body because there is a density and a weight that comes with certain frequencies that we do encounter on a daily basis or a yearly basis or whatever. And when we are not allowing our spiritual body to move some of that heavier energy out and rejuvenate our spiritual body by moving new energy through, okay? So we move new energy or old energy out, allow that to dissipate and go away, because many times we will pick up a thicker, heavier, energetic frequency that will affect our energetic cells. But what our natural body wants to do is it wants to rid ourselves of the lower frequency cells. It wants to rejuvenate with new frequency or new energetic cells. And so therefore releasing the old energy and revitalizing the spiritual body. And that is required for optimal health on the spiritual side and on the physical side. A natural process of rejuvenating this energetic frequency throughout all of the billions of cells through our body, okay? Now, it will naturally rejuvenate daily unless it's hindered to do so. So if we end up chronically affecting this rejuvenation process, health issues will appear. And how I kind of explain this to people a little bit is when energy starts to get really thick and heavy, the weight becomes thicker and it's denser, it's essentially harder to move energy through the body and allow it to have a proper flow. The energy starts becoming no longer fluid. And because we can't move that energy through the body, we're not allowing that to release a new frequency to come in. And so how you would want to imagine it is, let's just say 10 years ago or something, you stopped 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, the rejuvenation process started to slow because you were impeding the rejuvenation process. And what that means is now there's going to be blockages. We're not going to be able to move the energy through our body very well. And as we're trying to release it, you want to imagine it like you get into a shower and that drain is clogged, okay? And when that drain gets clogged, you naturally, over a few days, when in every day, every day your rejuvenation process is to get into the shower, run water over us, and allow this fresh, beautiful water to clean us off and do whatever. Okay, so that we're doing anyways. Okay, you're still doing that on a daily basis. You're trying to move the water that rejuvenate the cells. But when you have a blocked process, that drain is clogged. And so after a few days, you know, the water's coming up to your feet and your ankles. And after a few weeks, it's coming up to your calves. And after a few years, it's coming up to your knees. And now you're still trying to rejuvenate, but you're actually sitting and standing in this mucky water, this mucky energy. And the longer that you allow that to happen, of course, the more problems are going to show up. And once you release those blockages, it's like you clear the drain immediately, and all of a sudden, all that water just disappears. Now we're running clean water through the drain. And the reason I wanted to explain that, because I have some clients that I've had many clients at this point where we've been working with chronic health issues. They've gone to doctors, they've gone to, you know, holistic people, regular doctors, and I mean for years typically, not just like usually 6 months, but we're talking typically years these people have done this. And as they have continued to go to doctors and they're not getting healthier, when you can show somebody, when you can work with this healing technique that I've been working with, when you can get them to understand where the blockages are happening, their drain clears so quickly that my clients have been seeing just incredible results within basically 24 hours, which is really truthfully mind-boggling, even for me. I'm just like, wow, that is incredibly fast. And I have a lot of them coming back to me going, I don't even understand. Like, this is craziness that it is happening this quickly. But like I said, once you can figure out where that energetic block is, it is like you wrote a root of that drain and everything just dumps into it immediately. If you did that to your bathroom drain, you know, you would notice like the water would be gone instantly, right? It's very, very similar. Now, the trick is, well, the one, before we get to the trick, one of the things are about this is it's really actually super common for people to chronically affect this process, this rejuvenation process, and allowing the body to bring in this new frequency. And I find that most people either don't realize they're doing it, or even when they do, they can't figure out how to undo what they've done. These are the problems that we run into with this. Now, when you are not allowing your body to rejuvenate, when you're not allowing that to happen, then that's when the physical issues are going to appear, okay? That's when now your physical body will mirror your spiritual body, and that's when you start to have chronic health, chronic pain, because you have to, again, understand that energy holds weight, okay? And so if we can't move that weight away from our system, then the spiritual body just starts breaking down. We can't rejuvenate. So it's not always just about clearing and rejuvenating the energy. It's also about understanding that there are certain things that cause the energetic body to start to break down, as well as not being able to rejuvenate. So it's kind of like a two-way process. There's like two things that happen. So if you can't properly rejuvenate, you are typically also doing another thing, which causes a lot of issues. There are certain things that will create these markers in your timeline, and your journey of life, okay? And so that's what I call them, because that's how I see them, as markers. And so when I'm working with a client, one of the things that we do as we're looking together and we start working together is we start looking for where would any weighted energy be? Okay, where's any heavy energy? Because how the chronic pain typically works and how anxiety typically works and things of that nature is your spiritual body, like I said, it starts to experience so much energetic weight that it starts to break down and says, I can't carry this anymore. I can't do it. It's too heavy for me. And I don't know what you're going to do, but you got to do something because I'm just sitting down right here. Like, I can't even do this anymore. All right. And so what most people think happens is they are affected by stress. And well, I just want to cover stress for a minute, actually, because that I feel like is important. I want you to understand that stress is a reaction to other things that really do cause you some problems as far as weight goes, energetic weight goes. And those things would be fear, worry, sadness. And one of the biggest weighted things that can cause you more problems than you will ever even understand, it's like 1,000 times heavier, is guilt. So if you are dealing with or have dealt with fear, sadness, and worry and or guilt in your life, this essentially is a very heavy weight that you are carrying with you. And so in order to heal the physical body, you need to understand the process of figuring out where you picked up that weight at, because there will be parts to your timeline of on your Akashic record or however you want to say it, just in your life. How about we simplify it? There will be times in your life where you have picked up this energy and you are carrying it with you still today. So I wanted to frame it that way because when I kind of start explaining it this way, I don't want anybody to like their eyes to glaze over, because my eyes glaze over every time I hear these words. So I'm just like, I hate using these words, but I don't know how else to frame it for you. So I have yet to find anybody in my life or who I know that has not experienced some type of emotional trauma. Okay. That's the word I don't like. I don't like emotional trauma. I feel like it has a stigma attached to it. And then, everybody's eyes glaze over, including myself. I'm just like, oh my gosh. But if you understand what emotional trauma is, it helps you to understand why that I'm using that term. Emotional trauma is actually overwhelm of an emotion such as fear, worry, sadness, and guilt. Okay, that's what emotional trauma is. That it means we're all going to experience these things. Let me just be clear on that. You're going to experience stress in your daily life. It's going to happen. It doesn't mean that you can't. One of the things that I didn't like when people, especially metaphysical people or people, healers, other healers such as myself, would say, oh, you got to manage your stress. You got to figure out your stress. You can't be under stress. And I was just like, oh my gosh, well, we're under stress every day. Like how are you going to manage this? Like every day then you just get self-conscious about how am I supposed to do this? Cause I still have to go to work and I still have kids and we still have to run them there and here. It starts to become like ridiculous. That's not the key. You're going to have stress in your life. Fact. Just fact. You're going to probably have daily stress in your life. Fact. You are going to find that you are imbalanced energetically several days a week throughout your entire life. Fact. The difference with these things versus having an illness develop is naturally, you typically go out of balance, and then you find balance again. That's what you're doing. That's what you've done for most of your life. For most parts of your life, no matter what type of emotional trauma you've experienced, emotional overwhelm, for the most part, eventually you've found balance again. Okay? It doesn't matter if you had a divorce, a breakup, an argument with somebody, a family falling out. For the most part, you are going to find balance again. You are going to find it again because you have lived a lot of days, a lot of hours, had a lot of experiences. You're mostly going to find balance. However, there will be, usually, if you have a chronic condition or your health is not doing well, there's usually 1, 2, 3 points in your life, maybe, could be more, could be, you know, I don't know, maybe 5 or whatever, where you found it very difficult, sorry about the bird right outside the window singing, where you find it very difficult to find balance again. There's typically going to be, if you're not feeling well, there will be some point in your life called a spiritual pivot point, where there will be what is called a marker, where you had emotional trauma that you could not find balance again. And if you can't find balance again, it doesn't matter if it was 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, or 40 years ago. You're experiencing that imbalance at this moment of time right now. I don't care if you were 2 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, 15, doesn't even matter. Your spiritual body doesn't have a time frame that moves backwards. It does not. As far as your spiritual self and your spiritual body is concerned, all time is happening right now at this very moment. So any imbalance that you experienced at any point in your life in the past, your spiritual body is experiencing it right now as if it is happening to you at this very moment in time. That is why it messes with your health. And that is why it's also very hard for somebody who's not trained in the energetic health and healing to spot those things. Because for most people, it makes sense in your brain because you use a time frame to go, oh, that was 10 years ago, that was 15 years ago, it was 5 years ago, whatever. That's how we've always used a frame of reference as far as when something happened. Energetically, that is not a thing. It doesn't exist. And that is going to be very important for you to take away from this. Energetically, a timeline of in the past, that doesn't exist. Everything is existing at this moment in time. Very important for you to know. So, if you experience some type of emotional trauma at some point in time, even if it was a long time ago, you will need to work with somebody such as myself who specializes in energetic healing to help you find that point, that marker for you, help you to balance that area. This is what I do. I work with a client where we start with a physical issues and then we move backwards and I help them to find that point that it looks different on your chart. Like, so I'm asked about this from my end. When I look at somebody's chart and timeline, I can see where the imbalance happens. I can see it and I can feel it. So we walk back until I can get to where I'm like, oh, yep, it's right here. And then we work through that. Now, that's not, it's weird because some of the clients that I've worked with, they're like, okay, number one, this seems way too easy. Even though that every client I work with, we do have to go into a deep dive. Just know that if you're going to heal your physical body properly with energetic healing, there's going to be some work that you're going to do. The interesting thing with the stuff that I'm doing currently is we're seeing results in one session, like massive results. It's craziness. I'm not guaranteeing that. I'm not saying everybody's going to do that. I'm just saying currently that's what I've been seeing and experiencing at this moment in time with the clients I've been working with. That being said, it's very hard to do that on yourself many times. And here's some interesting things. It's very interesting how people think and look for, and it's automatic. And this is something that we do actually look at when you think of your illness and go, okay, when did this start? where did I start having issues with this? Where is this? What was happening in my life at that point in time? That's what a lot of people will typically do, because then they'll go, okay, you were stressed, or doctors even will do this. You were stressed at this point. What's happening there at this point in your life that made you stressed? Okay. And then they start picking that apart. Well, that's a good starting point, but in my experience in working with clients, 99.9% of the time, that actually isn't where the start is. The start is way, it's back further. That where you started not feeling well, that's a good starting point to start looking and searching for the energetic imbalance, but that's not where the energetic imbalance just happened. You didn't just go off balance that day and then you got sick. That's not how it works. And the way I want to explain that to you is I want you to think about it like you have a flower garden, and this flower garden is most of your life experiences, okay? You have these beautiful flowers, and most things that are wonderful are happening, and they're these flowers. And at some point in time, earlier on, there was a weed that showed up, okay? And this weed, you don't really notice it because the flower garden is filling with flowers, and it's filling more and more with flowers. So it kind of, you know, can't really see the weed. It's sort of underneath. And so as your garden grows, as you get older, the weed gets bigger, and then the weed gets bigger. And now it's starting to peek through the flowers. And you're like, wait a minute, I never seen this weed before. But it seems to be in my flowers and I don't like it. It's kind of disrupting this whole flow. So you go to a doctor who goes, yeah, okay, let's identify this weed to the best of our ability. And let's figure out how to get it off the flower bed because it doesn't look nice and it doesn't work, right? And so what most doctors do essentially is, even if they're working with it and have some results, they're like pulling the top part of the weed, right? Anybody who's worked with weeds knows what happens if you don't pull the root of the weed. So it grows back, right? It grows back and it continues to breed more weeds and or take over the flower bed. So you pull the top of the weed, it grows back. You pull the top of the weed, it's growing back. Though, meanwhile, the roots are getting bigger and stronger, and now it's starting to breed out because now more weeds are stemming from the roots of this weed. And you continue to do this. The next thing you know, there's weeds that are just really moving through your entire flower bed because you've not removed the root of the problem. The weeds are now taking over, and now it's starting to look like the weeds are more than the flowers, and the flowers aren't working as well. They're not being as blossomy because now the weeds are pulling all the nutrients from the flowers because it aggressively needs them to grow, and now we have a real problem. Okay, that's how I like to explain it to people. There are weeds, little imbalances, sometimes big imbalances, so I guess I don't want to describe the size, but more often than not, when you were younger, in areas of your life that you never even seen coming. You didn't notice it when it happened. You're probably not recognizing it now, but that's where typically we will walk back onto somebody's Akashic record on their timeline, and we will find where those markers are, where the weed appeared, okay? And we will pull that out by the root by balancing your energy at that time frame. Now, it will seem like we're balancing that energy at that time frame, but what it means is we're actually balancing in this current time frame because there is no time frame, right, when it comes to spiritual stuff. So that is why we're seeing such huge results, if that makes sense. Here's another interesting thing that I want to leave you with. I have really noticed that children often, and this is something to be aware of, especially if you have your own kids too, and your kids are around you. Kids, their language is energy. And this is something that nobody really pays attention to or notices. Your language as a child was energy, yours. There was no other way for it to happen. When you were younger, your language of everything was energy. You were too young to know other things yet. You were too young to know people's behavior patterns meant this. You are too young to know that we should stay out of this danger zone. We were not privy to that information yet. And what we are naturally born with is this gift of being able to talk energy, being able to understand energy, learn energetic stuff. And so we can take on weight of other people's energy without even realizing it, because that's how sometimes we love them. We try to find balance in our own life. We throw ourselves out of balance by shifting energy in a certain way when we're young. We do a lot of maneuvering energy when we're younger. That's just how it works. We understand it, and we stay away from certain people when we're younger because they don't feel right. We do certain things when we're younger because that feels good. You know, everything's based on feel. You move towards things that feel good. You pull back from things that don't feel good. If your heart goes out to somebody and compassionately, you try to pull energy from them towards you so that you're helping them with their energetic weight. It's crazy how it works. And so this is something that I've really started to see huge patterns with people while I've been doing a lot of this healing work. And I just wanted to leave you with some other interesting stuff before I end this podcast. And once I'm done with this, I'm actually going to try to upload another podcast close to this one, if you're just newly listening, with one of my clients who was gracious enough to talk about her journey with her health. She's had stomach issues for a really long time, many, 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 many years. And when we worked together, it was basically what happened with her healing in a session. It's nuts. It's crazy. But it's fine. It's interesting to me that I have a lot of clients that when I do mentorships with them and I want to be a healer. I want to help and heal people. I always wanted to be a reader. I always wanted to do readings. I'm just being honest. I've always wanted to do readings. Healing was just not in my realm of, yeah, that sounds like something I want to do. Probably because I've thought about this, probably because I don't know how much I really believed in the healing aspect of just people who I were around that called themselves healers and did energy work and energy healing and Reiki and all that. I wasn't super impressed with the knowledge that they had and the way that the results that they got. And the way that I literally fell into this on accident, now don't get me wrong, I have 30 years of knowledge that clearly is part of the technique that I use. So there's no way I could have done this earlier in my life. I needed 30 years of this knowledge and practice that I've been doing. But when I started working with these clients with this technique and things that I started noticing, because I started helping them with karmic energy balancing on their records, on their Akashic records, on their timeline, on their life, however you want to do it. It doesn't need to be over complicated or sound very, you know, witchy or whatever, because that's just weird. But when I started, people were asking me for it. So when I started helping them karmically balance their energy, this is how it became an accidentally fell into it. And oh my gosh, what the heck happened there? So first of all, yeah, that wasn't my area that I was just really craving to get into. I know a lot of people's areas, that's what they want. It just wasn't mine in particular. And then I started seeing these really crazy results. And I'm going to give you a couple for instances, because I find this kind of interesting. I started having such good results with people where in 24 hours, their chronic pain has gone away. Their ridiculous stomach issues have gone away. They were like so incredibly happy for me that they could not even express in words, which made me feel like, whoa, that's crazy. I didn't expect that to happen. And I'm right there with you. And this is awesome. Let's try this more. You know, let's do this some more. And so it's fun. I have to tell you a funny story. I was telling my daughter about this. And if you know a lot about psychic work or me or whatever, typically when you try to do work with people who are close to you, a lot of times it doesn't work very well because you're too emotionally invested in They're wanting them to do good, and your heart is really in, so you can't neutralize how you're looking at things as well. And so it can be skewed by you really wanting something from them one way or the other or whatever. So it, I don't feel like that many people can accurately read their very, very close loved ones. You can on occasion on some things, but like if my kids wanted to know something crazy, like something very important, I just would have them have a colleague read them. I feel like that's fair. It's smarter because now my emotions are not involved, etc. And so my daughter had come to me and she was, I was talking about the effects that I had had with one of my clients who was fine with me talking about it. And she was like, well, how do you do it? And I was trying to explain to her a little bit because it's really kind of hard to explain, which is why I wanted to do this podcast with this Michelle, who is one of my clients, so that you could kind of hear from her how it works. But I tried my best to explain it to her. And she said, well, do you think you can do it on me? And now I just want you to know the funniest thing. A lot of times things will stem back to childhood with people. They just do. And a lot of times people will think, you know, no, my parents were great and things were great and life was great and all these experiences were great. And then when I get into it energetically, they really weren't great. There was a marker there. So we got to cover things and balance things. And so my first response was, oh my gosh, did we like screw you up as parents? Like how did we, what happened back then? Like I just like legitimately went into a panic. I was like, oh my God, seriously? And then I'm like, well, what issue are you having? Well, not everybody stems back that far, just so you know. Some people will stem back in their 20s or 30s, depending on your age. And I will get to a part of mine, but mine went back to my 20s. Anyways, she says she was just absolutely having such meltdown anxiety over feeling like she was going to have a terminal illness that it was taking over her life, the anxiety. And I was sort of shocked because we're very close and she's never mentioned this before. But a lot of times people don't want to mention anxiety because it's embarrassing. It's personal. You try to manage it your best self. You don't want people to view you a certain way and you're not sure they can help you anyways. And so she burst into tears. And she's crying really hard. And she's telling me that she has been trying to fix this herself for over a year, that she's might have been even longer than that. I was in such shock that this was affecting her life so bad. And then she said she wakes up in the middle of the night. She starts tail spinning. She can't think about anything else. She doesn't know if it's her intuition. She's worried. She just goes into this really upsetting thing, especially as a mom to watch her talking about this. And so I'm like, okay, well, let me tell you how I do it. And I'll walk you through it. And we'll just, you know, I don't know. Let's see. And so we went on a 20-minute walk while I explained to her and she started talking to me and I did this technique with her and we walked back to a point where she had had some IVF and some different doctor stuff. And I noticed the marker right away. And so we worked on this marker and once we were done, we were back to the house and she was just like, wait a minute, that's it? And I'm like, yeah, I know, right? Now, I have to tell you that because a lot of clients do start with, wait a minute, that's it? But meanwhile, the clients also have this really huge meltdown as we dive into their marker. So it's like, it seems easy, but then do know that they did do some work on the emotional scale, emotional trauma part. And so she's like, well, that's weird. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So let me know how you feel. And she goes, well, I feel a lot lighter now, but do know that she had been doing meditations to restructure her neural pathways of her brain. She had been doing all other kinds of meditation. She'd been doing visualizations. This had been going on for months and close to a year. Like it was shocking to me how much she was really trying to work on this because it was affecting her life so badly. And so she says, well, I'll let you know, but I've had many instances where it goes away a couple of days and then it comes back. And I'm like, okay. Long story short, checked in with her. She's like, yeah, it's not here, but I'm leery because it could possibly come back. And so I'm like, okay, well, let me know. And this keeps going on. And then the next thing you know, a couple weeks later, she's like, Mom, it's gone. She goes, I don't even know how it's gone, but it, like, it's never come back. And I'm now confident it's not coming back. And I'm like, well, that is awesome. And she goes, no, she goes, you don't understand how much, how happy I am about this. She goes, I actually sat at my kitchen sink and tried while I was washing dishes, tried so hard to have an anxiety attack over this because I was just so grateful. But then I was not, I was so unsure if it was just, I, you know, going to come back. And she goes, I know you're going to think I'm crazy. And I'm like, why? Yeah. Why would you do that? We just got rid of this. Why are you trying? And she goes, yeah, but mom, it never happened. It never came back. Like it just, it was gone. I couldn't have it. She goes, it was crazy. And she's never had it since. She's like, it's nuts to me. Like, I can't even, she's mind boggled. She's like, this is so bizarre. I'm like, right, this is bizarre. So I was working with her. I worked with her for one session. That's it. I'd worked with this other girl one session. That was it. And like, I work with a lot of people for a session and a few of them want to do more just because they're like, okay, if I uncovered that, the way I say it is, it's like you move Mount Everest and now you have some molehills. So, but I don't think everybody needs more than one session, but you can do more than one session. And so anyways, I was still seeing clients and was still seeing the same results with people. And then the funny thing is I started getting jealous because I was like, wait a minute, I want to do this. How am I supposed to do this? Like, nobody knows how to do this. As far as I know, I hadn't talked to anybody that knew how to do it. When I looked at other healers' pages, they weren't doing the same thing. These people are doing like 3 sessions a week or 2 sessions a week. You have to attend 4 to 6 weeks. This was nothing like that. This is happening like right away. And so I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. So I tried to do it on myself, but I did know the technique and I did know where my marker was for anxiety, because it's something I've always struggled with for a really long time in my life. And I know that part of the problem is me being empathic and having really strong sense, energetic senses, and being just, I can sense everything. Everything is so raw to me. And so long story short, I went onto the marker, did it on myself. And the weirdest thing happened that even was, it's still mind boggling to me to this day. I'm just like, this is so bizarre to me. The other thing that I never, ever thought about was I struggle with hypoglycemia. It runs in my family. If you don't know what hypoglycemia is, it's where you're the opposite of diabetes. You produce too much insulin. And so it burns through foods and sugar so fast that you have like a blood sugar drop. And this blood sugar drop is horrible. If you have a bad one, you can actually go into a coma, I think. But if you have, you could feel like you're going to pass out. You feel like you can't mentally function through like whatever's happening. You can't make, you're just completely weirded out mentally. You can't think properly, but you feel shaky. You start to feel like you're having an anxiety attack basically with it. And, you know, you go into a panic because your body starts kind of feeling like it's shutting down. And it's very scary. And it was always very scary for me because it feels like you medically can't do anything with it. Panic attack wise or anxiety, there's tips and things that you can do to manage that, but not with hypoglycemia. The only thing you can do is eat a lot many times a day. Well, when I worked on my marker with anxiety, I was dumbfounded when my blood sugar issue was just disappeared that day. And I thought, well, that is really strange. And then it dawned on me, since it was gone that day, how much I actually struggle with low blood sugar. I am very aware of it. Many times a day, I will have to make sure that I'm eating way early ahead of time. I will have to make sure that I am very aware if we're going to go to a restaurant, how long that's going to be, if I haven't eaten since lunchtime and I'm there for dinner. Like, I start realizing how much it consumed my life to just make sure that I had things there for, you know, to make sure my blood sugar didn't go down. And there, it was really weird. I felt this weird sense of calm and the blood sugar didn't happen that day. And I thought, well, that's really strange. And the next day, I still didn't have it. Now, mind you, I've had this on a daily basis probably for 27 years, like literally 27 years. And there's really no fixes for it. It's not like they're going to put you on medication for it, as far as I know, unless there's medication now. And so Days go by, weeks go by. I'm like going longer and longer between meals because I've always thought to myself, oh my God, I wish I could just be hungry like normal people. Like they get hungry, but not desperate. Like, oh my God, my body's going to shut down. Like that's a horrible, horrible feeling. And it's never come back ever since. And I don't even know how you fix hypoglycemia. It's crazy. And yeah, ever since I did it on myself, I've not had one low blood sugar instance at all. It's just disappeared. It's just gone. And I was actually looking to do the anxiety because I wouldn't even realize how to even approach the hypoglycemia. Like that wouldn't, I don't know where I would have looked on a marker for that. But yeah, it's nuts. It's absolutely amazing. It's kind of mind-boggling how this is working. And so I wanted to share with you what happens with the physical body so that you could understand there's a lot more components working with it than a lot of people realize, and how it works energetically, and really start educating everybody on just that part of your system so that you could be more well-rounded and understanding what's probably affecting your physical health if you're having physical health issues. And that being said, I also want to leave you with, I am doing healing clients right now. I do not have it up on my website yet. I am getting a lot of them coming to me at this point because just word of mouth at this point. So if you are interested in doing a healing session with me, yeah, if you're interested, just email me. Or if you know somebody who's just at their rope's end and doesn't know what else to do, it's a good time to at least see what happens. And so, yeah, jennifer@keystothespiritworld.com is where you email me. And don't forget to put your email in the newsletter portion if you're interested in receiving more information, because I'm doing all kinds of things, monthly meditation classes, other Zoom classes that sometimes are free when we're talking about spiritual health, or just all kinds of good stuff. So don't forget to do that if you want to have updates on everything that I'm doing or new things that you might want to learn might be of interest to you. And also don't forget to like, subscribe, comment. I try to comment as much as I can when I'm not so busy. And until next time, have the most amazing day. Aloha.